שלום, ברוכים הבאים לפרק נוסף.
Hello and welcome to the solution where we scrutinize the socio-economic doctrine of the wisdom of Kabbalah. With us is Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello. Dr. Leitman, hello everyone. Ronan, today we'd like to continue scrutinizing the model of state, country, and I. Just a short review of what we talked about up until now. We actually talked about a model where the state will provide every person a basket of necessary services for a normal standard of living, no more, no less, under two conditions. The first condition we talked about on our previous show, participating in the social educational framework that will prepare a person to live in the world according to the new laws of nature. And the second condition is to agree to work for the need of society if it's required. And this is what I like to talk about today. What kind of work is society supposed to demand of a person? Dr. Leitman, anything that society needs in general? We're not remaining in a capitalistic model the way it was because we had no choice. Nature is reaching a state where it is introducing us forcefully into a socialistic society, a kibbutz, I don't know how to call it, but a kind of like one big kibbutz. And we'll have to shift to that whether we like it or not. The main thing is with the help of new education, so that we won't have to have socialism mixed with KGB like we did in Russia, but for it to come through understanding, awareness, education, all of this because we learn about the laws of nature and we understand that it's the call of the hour. And nature is arranging things for us that way. And it's not that it's the desire of some socialistic party or philosophers or anything else. This one thing. Another thing is that we really have to revise everything that we think about, all of our relations and so on. Things can be very long-term, non-simple, and the main thing is the problem that I see, like we see now that the coronavirus came, no one explains about it. Where did it come from? What for? For whom? It's not that our governments understand anything about what's going on. But if it'll continue this way, we will stumble upon very serious problems. Because the main thing is that people don't understand why do they have to do this? What's going on? I have no choice, so I'm sitting at home. So, you know, I go out and I don't want to hear anyone or anything. I do as I feel. Or am I doing this because there is the upper force of nature and there is a program, and just like nature advanced us all of this time according to this program, it's doing the same now too. And this is how we're advancing. Meaning, here we actually already have to understand who's at the top. Either it's the general force of nature that its plan is to arrange all of us in one integral mechanism, and there are two ways to go about this. Either it'll bend us, or that we're partners. We go with nature. Or, I don't know, if we'll continue behaving like we did in the beginning of the coronavirus, our situation will be truly grim. Olenin, we talked about the unseen hand that has a plan, that has a program, and on this show, we're really trying to talk about the future state, not about what's necessarily going on today. And of course, the transitional phases are the hardest. It's hard to say what's going to happen in 3 months or in a year, and it's much easier to imagine what's going to happen in 10 years or even beyond that. And suppose society got rid of the unnecessary engagements, not that we closed it or anything, but priorities changed, and there will be no more redundant businesses or engagements in society. And there's always 100% employment, if I understand correctly. Dr. Lightman, the question is, what is employment? People that are serving society in any way, people that are studying in order to know how to integrate with everyone more correctly. Is that employment too? And we have many such today as well. Even before we get rid of all of those redundant things due to the coronavirus. So we have to understand what kind of definition will we give employment? A person that is doing some kind of public work, or that he's engaged in connecting people, that he studies these things correctly, doing it in different groups, that by that he stabilizes, he introduces this new spirit among everyone, a good new spirit among everyone. It's called work. Ronan, so participating in the educational framework and working to the benefit of society, and also the work that has to be done, necessary work, then one way or another, a person will be employed. Dr. Lightman, of course, everyone will. Ronan, are there fields that are more important than others in terms of work for such a society, or if it's to the benefit of society, everything's equal? Dr. Lightman, everything's equal. Ronan, so if this equality exists, can you describe a bit what passes through the mind and heart of a person that his fuel to do the work is altruistic, not money or honor, but something altruistic? Dr. Lightman, he activates the inner engine of society, which is actually nature. And this engine works in such a way that if we're in harmony with one another, then by that we generate a positive force in nature. And this force in and of itself is a force that heals people, takes care of us. By this, we actually generate above us a kind of like this safety canopy. And that's how we live. Meaning by generating a good force between us, we can examine how the number of hurricanes and earthquakes and everything decrease, emission of different gases, everything in short. So much so that there will be less divorce, less waves in the ocean, something. Doesn't matter what. Meaning all forms of nature that are hostile to man, how through a good relationship or good attitude toward each other, we chase them away. Onen, today, humanity understands the language of benefits. If something's beneficial, I get it. Now, suppose in the future, I got up, I took care of what I have to take care of, and now I'm caring for society. What do I come out of? What feeling do I have? Dr. Lightman, you go to work with the feeling that you're going to work. You're not simply laying around on your couch reading a novel. But you are going to some kind of body, group of people that are getting together in order to influence humanity and nature for the better in a positive way. And this way, you give nature an awakening to take care of society, of the entire population of the world in a positive way. Meaning you truly activate the engine. Ronan, so it's like a soldier. I was called upon, that's it. I go, I contribute, I give my contribution to activate the engine that serves all society. Dr. Lightman, yes. Ronan, will there be different social statuses or in relation to the work that has to be done? Dr. Lightman, besides that, of course there's going to be different kinds of work. We have to make food, clothes for ourselves, everything. Ronan, I'm asking about statuses. If I make clothes and someone else will make study materials, is he higher in the hierarchy? Dr. Lightman, no, not at all. No one takes these things into consideration this way. Everyone works where he brings most benefit to society. Ronan, will society decide for a person what is he supposed to do, or can he come and say, I prefer to do this, I'm better at that? Dr. Lightman, he can come and say, but eventually society will determine. Ronan, according to what considerations? Dr. Lightman, the use that we can get out of that person. Ronan, so in terms of allocating manpower, it's not any different than any other society that tries to allocate people for the most beneficial thing. It's not that because we're engaged in spirituality, we lose the practical. Dr. Lightman, not at all. All in all, society looks at this in an integral, general way. Ronan, and if a person has special skills, he knows how to play an instrument, he knows how to cook. Dr. Lightman, if he knows how to cook, really good, send them to me. Of course, what's the question? If someone's a musician and someone's a cook, send them all to do what they can. Ronan, if my role in today's egoistic world to lift, I don't know, sacks of potatoes all day long, and I look at my neighbor and I see that he plays the guitar twice a day, making everyone happy, making tons of money or something, I envy him in a bad way. Dr. Lightman, look, that he was born with a special approach to music, and you were born only with muscles. He's not to blame, and you're not to blame. So, of course, society will try to get the most out of both of you, on the one hand. On the other hand, maybe he'll have to do something in addition to his profession as a musician, and maybe you'll also have to stand an hour a week, music lessons, I don't know. Ronan, I like singing in the choir, but that's for a different show. In society, there are, you know, types of work that are harder to do. Dr. Lightman, it doesn't matter if you do it with others and you know that it's worthwhile doing, that it's good. You don't feel it. You don't. It's like children. They actually like to be engaged in garbage, so to speak. Ronan, usually it's either immigrants or, you know, foreign workers do this. It could be the other way around. Dr. Lightman, sure, no problem. Ronan, can a person refuse the role that society is offering him? Dr. Lightman, no, maybe he can't. Or he's really needed for another role, so he goes and offers himself. for another role, but simply so, no. Dr. Leitman, again, it all depends on society, on the measure to which we lift the positive force that a person can give society. Ronen, so the more we raise this force, then all complaints will disappear. Dr. Leitman, sure. Ronen, is there a difference between this corrected society and, you know, taking turns of duty, volunteering? Dr. Leitman, I think that probably we'll have to have more rotation in order to give everyone the ability to work. Ronen, so I'm simply a part of the list of names that have to do the work. By this, I show my consent. And what about those people that have a natural inclination to volunteer more than others, to jump up, do the less pleasant jobs? That's volunteering. You have to encourage that. Dr. Leitman, of course, any inclination that a person has, allow it to be realized. Ronen, because sometimes when people, they volunteer for something, they want to do this and they don't do other things, meaning let them be in the kitchen all day long. They feel that they're realizing themselves. By this, maybe they're hurting all of society and themselves eventually. Dr. Leitman, there are many questions here, but all in all, I think that it depends on preparation, studying, because these people that you're talking about, that here and there, they're doing hard work, easy work, along with it, a few hours a day, they have to study. They have to learn the entire system of nature, how to bring it to balance, how do we exist in this system and reach balance between us. And there you have discussions all the time, and we awaken these things. Yeah. Laziness, is it a quality that will disappear in such a society? Dr. Leitman, no. This is something that comes from nature, and also Baal HaSulam writes about it. That laziness is a very good inclination. Were it not for laziness, then we'd really take this planet apart. Ronen, so if we like rest and we hate moving around and we're willing to do things only in order to go back to rest, so how do we overcome this quality in a corrected society? Dr. Leitman, how do we overcome laziness? I think by importance, as always, like now, with the help of importance. Ronen, people will still have to overcome. Dr. Leitman, for sure, because our ego, it's not going anywhere, laziness stays, and we have to overcome this. Meaning, by importance. Ronen, so the importance to activate that general engine will overcome, will be stronger than my natural inclination to go out and work to the benefit of society. Dr. Leitman, yes. Ronen, another question. Are there certain fields that will be based more on volunteering and those that will be by turn of duty? Dr. Leitman, I don't think that it's that important, volunteering, rotation. I'll tell you, look, you have to combine studying, learning, and work, learning, and work, and then when we're learning, that there will be an emphasis that will explain the different problems that we encounter in work, and then it will be, you know, practical. Ronen, we have a friend. He's from Britain. He loves soccer, obviously. What will happen with soccer in such a society? Dr. Leitman, I don't think that it'll completely disappear or anything, but it will remain as a hobby. I don't think that society that is correctly developing will stay the way things are now, which is kind of sick in certain countries. Ronen, today sports is something very commercial. You know, players are sold for millions. So is it possible to say that the phenomena in and of itself, to the measure to which it benefits society, it will exist, but not in order to make money off it? Dr. Lightman. Yes. Ronen, I hope this will calm our friend from London down, that soccer will still be around one way or another. And now, zoom out on what we talked about. We talked about a collective society that provides a person with everything that he needs, allowing him to develop spiritually, internally, spiritually. What's unique about this model compared to many futuristic models about where society is headed? Capitalism 2.0, 2.1, the death of capitalism, there are plenty of versions. What's unique about this model? That, says Dr. Lightman. First of all, we're talking about education. The public, the entire world, at the end of the day, and not at the end of the day, at the start, at the beginning, has to know where is it headed, how does it develop. This is something that the world has to know, meaning we have to build a very strong network, I'd say, a very valid one for education, for educating the world population. Yeah, education is the main means for this future society, Dr. Lightman. And then, according to the explanation that we give, start making changes. But still, there's the question. Future models that talk about a more collective society by character, where people don't necessarily have to work. There are many such models, I'll talk about them, but they exist today too. I'm asking, if you really have to fish the specific things, Dr. Lightman, I never ran a comparison. To me, the comparison between the two is unimportant. I'm saying that a person has to get education about, he has to learn about the integral society and to discuss. In what way do we shift from our current state to the new society? And how do we build a new society, a new family? Education. It's new, obviously. And also, the work procedures, our social life, family life, everything. Well, then, does such a society have to have a purpose? Dr. Lightman, of course, the purpose is to be connected, all of us together. Ronen, what I see now in other models, that we don't want to compare this model to that, but either there's no purpose, or that the purpose is to live a more convenient life. Less stress, stuff like that, Dr. Lightman. No, living with a different program in mind, that I'm all the time, how to say, I don't want to say tension, but that, yes, I'm all the time concerned about realizing the thought of creation. Ronen, can you break this down into something that a person today can understand, envision? What is that? Dr. Lightman, that day by day I know what am I doing in society, with myself, at work, with a family, and the measure to which I want to contribute positively to all of nature. Ronen, if there's real tension and conflicts, what will hold this new social structure stable? What enlivens it? Dr. Lightman, that we're all concerned with the same things. We'll all care for the positive force for it to dwell in our society. Ronen, football fans, they're also concerned with the same thing. I don't understand what's the difference. If there is a force that enlivens such a society, if we can explain what that is. We're concerned with our society always being felt as a positive one, for it to always be felt as a positive one, that we all feel convenient with each other, that everyone has an inclination, that everyone is inclined toward love, toward each other, that from day to day our friendship, our closeness grows, that our goal is for everyone to be more and more concerned for others and not for himself. And that our general force, by our general force, we really think of how to manage nature, bringing it to its complete balance. Sometimes, if I understand correctly what you're saying, we'll reach a state where we will be partners in managing how things work. Dr. Leitman, yeah, that we control our nature and not that our nature controls us. By introducing the positive force into nature, we force the system to act in relation to us positively. Can we say that by that we become a part of the system? Dr. Leitman, of course. Ronen, recently I heard you say, use such a word, a term, the corrected kibbutz. Now, this is very confusing. What is a kibbutz? When you're saying a corrected kibbutz, what do you mean? Dr. Leitman, it's that all of us are living in one economic system, regardless of where a person works, how many children he has. But everyone receives as being treated equally. Everyone does the number of things or chores that he needs to give society. Everyone has to keep the laws of society just as we do today, actually. And I don't know what to add. Life in a kibbutz, it's all according to what the kibbutz decides. And in every such society, there are people that are responsible for this, that discuss this, that control these things, and on and off, this is how everyone is. I'm not satisfied with the answer, because to me it sounds like you described the ideal kibbutz, how it's supposed to work, but still there's a big difference between the collective society that the communists wanted to make and the way kibbutzes were or are, and our future plan, the future plan that you're talking about. Ideally, what is that corrected kibbutz? Dr. Leitman, the corrected kibbutz of the future, I think that it is a society that tries to bring each and every person to correctly participate in a good and nice way, that it provides everyone with connection, that it provides everyone with a feeling of a good future, that it explains to everyone and brings a person not only to participate in a good way, in a collective way, but also to the intention of, in order to bestow to faith above reason, things that kibbutzes, of course, didn't understand, didn't know about, and due to that they failed, even though that they had several pretty good laws there, but without a foundation or a base, without being based on nature, it didn't work. Ronen, what was missing, Dr. Leitman, identifying with nature? I'm in a system, and I have to feel this system. I want to get to know it. I want to live in it. And it doesn't matter whether I'm alive or dead. It's something eternal, whole and complete. If I identify with nature, where nothing's important to me, I already feel as standing in the center of reality. And I'm with the forces of nature. I feel myself eternal, whole, complete. This is what we want to come to in practice. And this has to be our reward. Ronen. And the reward, that is what was missing in the kibbutzes and communism. That's why they failed. Dr. Lightman, of course, what did they get? Once it was already possible to move from the kibbutz to the city and make more money there, they moved. Especially the younger generation. Ronan, many times I hear these questions. The first association that comes to a person's mind is a kibbutz. How would you correct this depiction? What would you tell them? In the kibbutz, they canceled the spiritual reward. And without a spiritual reward, the corporeal reward could be different for everyone. And uneternal. Ronen, we know that Baal HaSulam predicted the failure of the kibbutzes even when they were at their peak, even before their peak. He looked dozens of years ahead and saw their failure. And children that were educated in the kibbutz still, Dr. Lightman, but along with it, children saw, like in Russia, that it's all a lie. Ronen, I don't understand. Dr. Lightman, children saw that it's not true equality, what they're doing there, and therefore they didn't relate to this enough, appreciate it enough. Another thing is that on the outside, there was a life, like you're saying, with soccer and everything, shiny things, and here, day in, day out, working in the field with a tractor, what did you have there? And so they didn't want it. Someone who wanted to become an engineer or a scientist or something. Doctor. So, Ronen, a person driving his tractor in the field, but already living in a corrected society, in that small institution like Baal HaSulam is talking about, that has to show an example to the entire world. But on the outside world, there's life going on. Isn't he bitter about it? Dr. Lightman, no. You have to stand in front of them. You have to show them the eternal reward that's equal to everyone. But this is his, and you show him the path toward it. Ronen, so he keeps doing the work. He doesn't compare all the time, what do I have, what does my neighbor have? Dr. Lightman, no. His comparison is the measure to which I reach the goal. Ronen, if so, can you explain in such a society, how is it a collective society, the corrected society we're talking about? Dr. Lightman, I don't think that it's a spiritually collective society, a corporeally collective society. I think that it's a spiritually collective society because in their connection, they want to reveal the source of nature, the upper source, and this is why it's a collective. But not in a way that they come together and that they have, I don't know what they have, what kind of goal do they have in order to succeed in harvesting crops, something, I don't know. Ronen, that's interesting because you're saying that the collective aspect is expressed in the inner experience of society, but externally everyone participates in everything else. Dr. Lightman, everyone has their own inner calculation. I all the time have to tell myself, and I do tell myself, that my connection with others is because I want to realize my soul. Ronen, but in this transitional phase, Dr. Leitman, but still, there is interdependence. In order to realize myself, I need the collective. Ronen, do you mean that the need for a collective is an inner need, or is it also logistic? Dr. Leitman, no. It's all in order for me to reach the inner need. People can get along in 1,000 different ways outside of this collective. Ronen, so this future society, how is it individualistic? Dr. Leitman, everyone with their purpose in life. No one cancels the purpose of life of anyone else, and no one decreases himself to being some small screw in this big system. But I feel my attitude, my approach, my work as a personal achievement. Ronan, there's a certain tension that I don't get between my personal achievement, my own realization, self-realization, and working and living in a collective. Dr. Leitman, it is a means. It's the means I have to attain my Creator, the root of my soul. It's all me, 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 and mine, mine, mine. And in order to do this, I am in a society, and I do this kind of work in submissiveness, and then it has the power. Ronan, do you understand why this model is kind of confusing? Because it mixes individualism and collectiveness in a way that we're not used to hear about, Dr. Leitman. But when you see how they complete each other, it's perfect. Ronan, how do they complete each other? Ronen, in order to reach the realization of my soul, I need a collective. I need a 10. If not for my goal, I couldn't hold on to the 10. What did communists do? In the kibbutz, for example, you need a 10. Why? Because. Why? Because it'll be easier, things are going to be better, we're going to be stronger. Well, Ronen, so if I understand correctly, there are two different kinds of collectiveness here. There is the one that, you know, sheer work and organization and all things, but also the inner part of things. And then individualism, how is it expressed in such a society? My reward, externally, individually, how does it show? Dr. Leitman, by giving society, by my individualistic force, all the fruit from my labor. All the fruits of my labor. But I don't see that they're closing me in any way by this, that they're pressuring me, that I have to give them my mind and heart. But that's mine. Ronen, I don't think that I ever hear about, you know, like a wolf and a sheep living together, individualism and collectiveness. Not in one person, not even in a society, not anywhere. How do you reach that? Dr. Leitman, I have to look for the right words, but first of all, there's no coercion in spirituality. I reach this life by having to exist in the 10, in a society, in order to find the root of my soul. So here, as if I already have, at this very central point, I already have, as if, some kind of contradiction. When I come to the collective, in order to realize the root of my soul, that belongs only to me. And therefore, here, until we reach an inner connection, we do not solve it. Ronan, I think that one of the clearest conflicts is the tension between collectivism and individualism. Capitalism is completely individualistic. The individual is the goal, and you use society, and the socio-democratic point of view is a more collective one. But we see that the systems are unstable. What gives the stability to that coexistence of a collective society on the one hand and individualistic on the other? Dr. Lakeman, that I can realize my inner point, the root of my soul, only on condition that I'm included in the ten and the structure of my soul, and there I lose myself. Ronen, and this is the force, Dr. Lightman. Yes, because I have to solve or resolve that problem in me, both the point in my heart and also the ten that I take to my heart, I have to solve it in me. Ronen, so that's the new revolution of this society. Dr. Lightman, yes, it's everything. Ronen, what do you mean? Dr. Lightman, because if you solve this problem, the collision between the self and the others, the particular and the collective, if they're equal, you have no other problems. If so, then I'd like to move to a different topic. There are many forecasts about a future society, about future societies, and there's this Dutch historian that talks about the time for utopia, and for him, utopia is for realists. Today, it's realistic to that there will be a basic universal income, a 2-3 hour workday, and, you know, beautiful depiction of things. What do we have to say about that? Is it realistic? Dr. Lightman, I don't think that it is in parallel with nature. The entire development of nature is in order to bring humanity to a kind of integration where there will be no difference between the inner force of nature that nature is bringing closer to us and our general form of society. And therefore, we will have not to work 15 hours a week or more or less, but we will have to prepare society for it to be as one man and one heart. And this is possible to do only on condition that we position above society the highest principle, the most desired principle for everyone, which is attaining the root of the soul of wholeness and perfection. And if a person will see that this is how it is, then he'll have no problem to relinquish everything in order to attain that. One of the most famous historians in history, Keynes, at the peak of the Depression, he looked 100 years forward. He talked about our time, and he saw that people will have to work much less, that technological unemployment will actually be a blessing. How can we advance society to correctly use what it has? Dr. Lakeman, a person has to work 24/7. Minus the time that he needs to eat for his family, taking care of his children, things like that. But actually, all the rest of his time, he has to work. He has to do his spiritual work, his public work, especially that. And in addition to that, to some extent, to the measure to which it is necessary to keep his body alive in a normal way. I don't think that in the next generation we'll need so many machines, so many things, but it's going to be much easier, much simpler. There's going to be here something that's really like a kibbutz, that there will be many facilities, social facilities, and less personal facilities of different kinds, but all of our work will nonetheless be only for the sake of connection and attaining the root of our soul. Ronen, last question. We're concluding today four chapters about the state and I, the corrected state and I. Today we're talking about what we have compared with what we want. We see the distance, the gap. What do we have to do in order to come closer to the vision of the last generation by Balasulam? Dr. Leitman, we're already getting all the possible support on our way in the form of the coronavirus and other things. I think that it is giving us enough parameters in order for us to start thinking about the future society and our future upcoming state. I really see it as a direct line from nature that is advancing us, even though that it's by line on the one hand, but toward a round state on the other. And this is how humanity doesn't exactly understand how can it reach a circle from a line. And we'll have to explain that more and more. We'll try to explain this on our next show. Thank you very much, Dr. Michael Leitman. Thank you, too. All the best.